For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The Ashland Board of Aldermen passed a citywide mask advisory by a vote of 5-1 during a special meeting Saturday, as urged by Mayor Richard Sullivan, according to the Columbia Missourian. Sullivan compared the mask advisory to a severe weather advisory, saying it is the city government's responsibility to let people know of the situation and advise them to stay safe. He said multiple serious situations have recently arisen concerning city staff and COVID-19 safety. The board and Sullivan expressed during the meeting that they do not support any kind of mask mandate, and Alderman Bryce Bradford voted against the mask advisory. Sullivan tested positive for COVID-19 last week and has been quarantining at home with his family. He works full-time in healthcare as a hospital chaplain and said in a Facebook post last week that he has had a, quote, front-row view of the seriousness of the situation. Hy-Vee Supermarkets will once again reserve an hour of morning shopping at locations, including its three Columbia stores, in response to the increase in COVID-19 cases, the chain announced today. Individuals considered high risk for COVID-19 can shop weekdays 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., according to the news release. The chain first began offering the reserved hour in March, but halted it as the COVID-19 cases decreased. The hour is reserved for shoppers who are ages 60 and older, expectant mothers, and anyone with an underlying health condition. Hospital beds across Missouri are nearly four-fifths full, and capacity is even more limited in intensive care units as the coronavirus pandemic continues its autumn surge. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services today cited 2,805 hospitalizations statewide, double the number from a month ago. The state's COVID-19 dashboard notes that just 21% of capacity remains at hospitals, and ICU capacity is down to 17%. Bed capacity is at 13% in Northwest Missouri, 17% in the St. Louis region, and 19% in Kansas City. ICU capacity is at 13% in the southwestern part of the state and in St. Louis. Another University of Missouri fraternity chapter has been closed indefinitely. Philip Rodriguez is the Delta Sigma Phi Foundation executive director and said in an email that the decision stemmed from, quote, a pattern of behavior that goes against the values of our fraternity. The MU Student Conduct Committee found that the fraternity had violated campus policy. The Columbia Missourian reports that the fraternity chapter is one of at least eight at the university to be either suspended or closed within the last 5 years. Two Mizzou students have been hospitalized due to COVID-19, according to the Mizzou Show Me Renewal Dashboard. Christian Basie is the spokesperson for the University of Missouri system and says one of the students has already been discharged and both of them were non-traditional students above the average age of a college student.
We have feel that the university and our community has done a phenomenal job this semester. It has taken hundreds of faculty and staff and students, and we've seen great compliance across campus. We do not want to let down our guard now. We are very, very close. We're seeing a lot of hope on the horizon, but we can't let our guard down right now.
Basie says even though students are advised to remain at home after Thanksgiving break, the university will continue to monitor COVID-19 cases among the student body, as well as among faculty and staff. He added that when surveyed, more than 1,100 on-campus students reported that they planned to remain on campus during break, and another 1,100 reported that they will be returning afterward.
We hope that that will actually keep the cases among the student body low. We continue to have what we consider to be a very low rate of active cases, especially when you compare it to our peak, which was back on Labor Day weekend.
As of noon today, Mizzou has 140 active student cases, which is 0.5% of the student body. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.